Student loans are one of the trickiest types of accounts to dispute, but they're not impossible. I'm going to show you how to challenge inaccurate student loan reporting using consumer law and factual disputes the right way. Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Politano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training. Student loans can be federal or private, and each type has different rules for how it's reported. But regardless of the type, every student loan account must still meet FCRA standards. It must be 100% accurate, complete, and verifiable. The problem is that student loan accounts often contain multiple reporting errors, especially after deferments, forbearances, consolidations, or even transfers between servicers. So those errors are what you target, not the loan itself. The consumer laws that govern student loan reporting are the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 611 gives you the right to dispute inaccurate or unverifiable information. Section 607B states that the data must be maximally accurate. In Section 623, furnishers must update or delete inaccurate information. Another law is the Higher Education Act. It requires federal student loan servicers to accurately report loan status changes like deferments, forbearances, discharges, and consolidations. And also the FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And this law applies to private loans if they're handled by third-party collectors. Now, you're going to use these laws to frame your disputes and force correction or deletion of any inaccurately reported loan data. Student loan reporting is complicated, and that complexity leads to mistakes you can dispute. So here's what to look for. First, duplicate accounts. When loans are transferred to a new servicer, the old loan should be closed with a zero balance. If both loans show active balances, that's double reporting and it's a violation. Second, inconsistent status updates. Deferments, forbearances, or consolidations must be accurately reported. If an account still shows past due while being in deferment or forbearance, it's incorrect. Third, wrong date of first delinquency. The date of first delinquency impacts how long a defaulted loan remains on a report. The incorrect date of first delinquency extends the reporting illegally under FCRA guidelines. Fourth, incorrect loan type or creditor info. The report must list the correct program and the accurate servicer name. Mislabeling the loan can be challenged as inaccurate reporting. Fifth, incorrect payment history. Payment history grids must match the actual loan status. No payments should show due during approved deferment or forbearance periods. Now, here's a side note. Normally, when you look at a federal student loan account in a payment grid, you'll often see that the payment grid shows the payments being okay, 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 and then all of a sudden, you see 90, right? What that's showing is that the student loan payments have been on time. Every single one of those okays is showing an on-time payment. Then all of a sudden, you go from being on time to 90 days past due, showing up on your credit report. And you may ask yourself, well, how's that possible? That's clearly inaccurate. How can I be on time last month and then 90 days late this month? Well, the reality is that most all federal student loan debt, they have a 90-day grace period on a missed payment. So the Department of Education won't report you late until you've gone 90 days past due. So believe it or not, that 90-day late payment is actually correct. What's incorrect is the fact that you were 60 days past due the month before, but they were reporting you on time. You don't want to dispute that because the last thing you'd want is for now your credit report to show the 60 and the 30-day past due as well. Not that they would do that, but I'd just like to educate you to know that that 90-day past due reporting on the month after is showing you that you are on time, that's actually not inaccurate. It's correct. The federal student loan servicers will not report you delinquent until you're 90 days past due, which is part of that grace period. Now, here's how you can build a strong factual dispute. Step one, audit and identify specific errors. Pull detailed credit reports from all three bureaus. Compare accounts line by line, balances, statuses, dates, payment history. Step two, draft a dispute letter. Use precise language that identifies an error and cite the relevant law. For example, this student loan is duplicated under two servicers, both showing active balances. Under FCRA Section 607B, this constitutes as an accurate and misleading report. Or you can also say, this account shows 120 days late during the documented forbearance period. Under the Higher Education Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, this is factually incorrect. Another dispute could be, the date of first delinquency is incorrectly listed, extending the reporting period beyond what is allowed under the FCRA Section 605. Please delete immediately. Step 3, send dispute letters to each credit bureau. Mail the dispute letters to each one of the credit bureaus with copies of highlighted reported sections showing the inconsistencies. Now, target only factual errors, not the existence of the loan itself. And step 4, track responses and prepare to escalate. Bureaus have 30 days to respond under FCRA Section 611. If they verify without correction, you have grounds to escalate. Now, here are some special considerations for federal student loans. Federal loans have extra protections, and mistakes here are common. First, servicers must accurately update loans after consolidations or forgiveness programs like the Public Service Loan Forgiveness or Total and Permanent Disability Discharge. If a loan was forgiven but still shows an active balance, that's inaccurate. If a consolidation leads to incorrect balances or late payments showing up on original loans post-consolidation, that's disputable. You can cite both the Higher Education Act and the Fair Credit Reporting Act together when disputing these errors. Now, if the bureaus verify inaccurate reporting, you can escalate your disputes by sending a second level dispute. Reference your initial dispute, highlight failure to investigate under the FCRA Section 611, and cite failure to update or correct under Section 623. You can also file a complaint with the CFPB. Document your disputes and the lack of proper updates. Focus on specific inaccuracies that remain despite your dispute. And you can also consider a legal notification. If blatant violations exist, especially re-aging delinquency dates or incorrect deferment or forbearance reporting, you may have grounds to send a notice of intent to litigate. Now, here are some final key reminders. Student loans are complicated, but complexity often means mistakes you can dispute. Focus on verifying balances, statuses, payment history, and dates. Use consumer law as your framework, not emotional arguments. Be specific, be legal, and be persistent. Don't stop after one dispute cycle if the errors remain. Now, if you want to master strategies like these and run a real credit repair business, one built on compliance, legal leverage, and real results, this is exactly what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. I'll show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, automate your entire business, and deliver results your competitors can't touch. Click the link below to learn more and start building the business you deserve. And I'll see you guys on the next one.